Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Puka, I mean, he's not going into that game last night if he's not ready to play. And he obviously, going to morning skate, I know that he didn't skate with the team yesterday morning and there were some question marks. And yeah, he's definitely banged up. I don't think that Bruce Cassidy or Tuukka Rask would have put themselves in that game. He would have put himself in that game if there was a significant issue. I just think that this is your number one guy. He's the guy that you've got to put in net. I think he deserves to start if he's even feeling 90%. I mean, Tuukka Rask at 90 or 80% is better than Jeremy Swayman in net as a rookie netminder going into an elimination game six.
Catherine Tappan from NBC Sports, and she likes Tuukka Rask tomorrow.
Gosh, I really wish I would have had the courage to say I totally disagree with you.
You should have, but we know what the issue is there.
Yeah,
we get it.
No,
yeah.
I disagree. So you're going to sit there and say, sure, they all felt fine. I think Tuukka had to convince him that he could go.
So see, you're exactly right. But to me, it's we know not everybody's 100%, right? I mean, everybody's beat up. Craig Smith didn't play a game, missed the entire game. Now he's back. So we know he's not 100%. So Tuka's not 100%. The problem is that he felt so bad that they pulled them for maintenance. You know what
maintenance.
I mean?
Maintenance. Explain what maintenance is.
I don't understand maintenance.
This is maintenance. Not a pit stop in NASCAR.
Usually when you hear that, they take a goaltender out and they got to work on a pad or they got to work on the helmet.
Yeah, that's maintenance.
Maintenance is like, listen, he's dealing with some...
My shoelace came untied.
But here's the thing. To me, you're right. When I hear maintenance, I feel like he's dealing with something. This game is over. So I therefore want to just take him out, give him a little bit of rest, get ready for the next game. It's not over. Down 4-2 going into the third period at home.
No.
It's not over.
No.
So it's not over at all. So it's just to me, it's like you pulled them because you saw what some people saw. You know, that third and fourth goal, he wasn't moving well laterally. He was falling over in that third goal. His core, his base, everything. He's not right. And as the game went on, it got worse. So you knew he was dealing with some stuff. You noticed some stuff that it was getting worse, so you pulled him. You know, maintenance, you pull a guy, it's like, yeah, you wave the white flag. It's like 5-0, 4-0 in the third. You're like, yeah, this thing's over. Let's get him off his feet for the last 13, 15 minutes of this game and get him out of here.
We've seen this team come from, back before in the playoffs this year. No, it wasn't over. But I'm looking at tomorrow's game, and how can you trust him going in this game? It's not a knock on Tuukka Rask. I know when we say that, people say, oh, there you are, just haters, and that's what you don't know. If he's got a back issue, that you can go out there and he can say, okay, I feel okay. I feel pretty good. By the second period, after he makes a couple stops, oh, that hurts again. We get it. We understand it. But how can you put him in there tomorrow night into a must game? You can't afford to do it.
Yeah, I would like to be able to sleep at night. I mean that as far as the game goes. I guess the one thing that I got to rely on is you finishing the game. Like, to me, he's just a ticking time bomb. You know, for game six, I don't think I would trust it. So you get 48 hours and all the maintenance is taken care of.
It's not
so obviously something happened between game four and
but
five.
Let me ask you this. So I think we all agree. We'd all go with Swayman. What if the kid craps his pants in the first period? Can you go to Tuukka?
No, you wouldn't even trust Tuukka in that game. You go with Halak.
Yeah, you have to sit him.
Halak would be your guy, your backup. And if he... If he does, you go with Halak. And you know what? It's something I think if you are Bruce Cassidy, you got to be concerned with. I don't know how the kid's going to operate. He's great in the regular season. What is he going to be like when it's all on the line? We're throwing him in an elimination game. I don't know how the kid's going to react.
And didn't we see, like, what would you, so Catherine was like, oh, yeah, I'd rather take a, you know, 80%, you know, Tuukka Rask than a, you know, a rookie, you know, Swayman. No, we just saw what 80% Tuukka was.
No.
Or was that 40%?
Yeah. And what was it? Listen, if it was 80% Tuukka or 100% Halak, I would say, I want Tuukka. But it's not. It's a kid that was, like, it's almost like we've gotten to the point where, you know, people were debating, you know, where they wanted this kid to play in the postseason. It was a little outrageous, right? But still, like, he was that good. And now it's like we're almost forgetting how good he really was. I know it's a pressure spot, and we don't know how the kid's going to react. He might, like I said, be so young and just so green that he doesn't even realize how big of a spot. He just goes out and plays his absolute ass off. So it's like the kid's really, really good. And I don't think they should forget that.
Yeah,
so game seven is what, Friday, right? If there is one. I think it's Friday night.
Friday night, I believe.
Yeah, 7:30 Friday night. Man, I don't know. Did you give him 24, 48 hours? What you, like you said, you don't dress him. Say, Tuukka's dealing with a back injury. Here comes Swayman. All right, maybe if you can't go game seven, you get to the next round, you go back to Tuukka. He's your number one goalie. But if he's not healthy, he's not your number one goalie.
So, Lou, do you think that Cassidy does him any favors? Like, so post-game, they say, hey, is he going to play? And then he says, he's probably going to be out there. It's like he's already giving the answer before he even really.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing that.
It is. What do you think he's doing?
I think he's trying to prevent the Islanders from knowing what he's going to do. In other words, he's basically saying, oh, yeah, he's going to play.
That's gamesmanship.
Yep.
And yeah, I think I'm talking about just as far as Glenn, what he does, like the reputation, the added knock on his reputation. Is what I think that he's doing.
You know what his answer should have been?
I don't think he can worry about that right now.
His answer should have been, we're going to do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever's best for the team.
It is what it is, Lou.
It is what who's going to be in that? We'll do whatever's best for the team.
Christian, I don't think he can worry about
how are we doing?
Good, Bill.
About Tuukka's feelings right now or what he might do to the perception in the marketplace of Tuukka Rask. He needs to win a game here.
No, I know.
He needs to win two of them, actually.
Half the talk about Tuukka Rask is more about the perception.
I know.
Can't worry about that.
Less about him playing. You know what, that's why I bring it up. He's not doing him any favors.
No, I think it was the right answer,
he might
Christian.
Not be.
I think it was the right answer. Because the other answer is, well, we don't know. As I said, he took him off of maintenance, so I got to see how he feels.
Yeah.
Now you just, everybody already knows he's banged up. And it's not like Cassidy threw him under the bus because Tuukka's been talking about it for 2 weeks. So you know he's banged up. But if you make it sound really bad, you know what I mean? That, like, I don't know. So if I play him, we know that the Islanders know that he's just hurt and he shouldn't even be out on the ice. Or they could sit there and say, oh, screw it. We got 2 days to start planning for Swayman. Let's pull up those 10 games we saw from Swayman. Let's try to see what I'm sure they already have. I'm sure they got all the information. I'm not going to sneak up on them. But just preparing, you know, having a morning skate, knowing you're going for Swayman. Knowing who's in net.
You have to win two games anyway. So does it really hurt you to go with the kid tomorrow night and then give, as you said, that extra couple days rest? And then maybe Friday you come back with Tuukka if he's feeling a lot better.
See, I know you say you've got to win two games. I'm with you. I get it. You always got one game at a time. I understand that. But at the same point, you're like, we're here to win 16.
Yes.
And this guy's not winning 16 games.
No, he's not winning 16
games. He's not winning 16 games.
No. You're going to need Swayman to play.
You're going to need him.
Yeah.
He's going to have to play.
I agree.
At some point.
Right.
So if you got to give him, listen, you give the kid a shot. If we get bounced, we get bounced. Yeah. So be it. But if we happen to get by and this kid shows up for two games, it'll create a goalie debate going into the next round, beyond belief. Okay, everybody would be going nuts. But you could sit there and say, he did his job. Yep. Just like what the Islanders did in the first round. The other kid did his job.
Yep.
Now he goes back to his number one goalie. You can just approach it just like that.
Yeah, that's the way you have to approach it, I think. But I'm not sure you can throw Rask back out there again tomorrow
night.
Mouse
is working, huh?
What's that?
Your mouse is working.
You ready for this?
Let's see.
It's a mouse with a light on it. It lights up different colors. Well, different colors. Look at that, Chris.
Yeah, well, hit this thing.
Hold on.
Bring up Maria and
see if
it works.
My mouse don't work.
Here's Maria in Watertown. No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
It doesn't work. It lights up all these different colors, but it doesn't work.
Put her on there,
Ryan. You guys are going to have to push Maria up there. Hello, Maria.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're all right.
Wow, you sound so depressed.
You seem down.
I am. I didn't expect the Bruins to be in this spot right now. To the pinheads who run the National Hockey League and the officiating, What people are frustrated about is the lack of consistency. It's not about calls that go for your team or against your team. It's the fact that you're not utilizing the same standard when you're making calls consistently on both sides of the ice. That's all we want as fans. If a Boston Bruin is cross-checking someone, I expect the New York Islanders to be called for the same cross-check. And, you know, Bruce Cassidy didn't really say to me anything out of line. I was hoping he would go a little bit more John Tortorella on the officiating just for my own entertainment value, but I guess he's not that kind of guy.
No, he's not.
It was still pretty good.
A little different than Tortorella.
It was still pretty good.
It was.
I would say,
Maria, but if you look at it, I would not be surprised at all if the Bruins get some breaks tomorrow, because I think the league is probably going to say something to the officials, because it was pretty obvious. You had national hockey people who were basically saying, what the hell? They're calling everything against the Bruins. When that happens and everybody, and it's not partisan people that are sitting there saying it, then sometimes they go the other direction and kind of give breaks in the other direction. I think the Bruins are going to get breaks tomorrow night.
So Catherine Tappan Catherine Tappan says no. He said there's integrity and there's a they can't do that.
Yeah,
there's no way they would.
She's
do
too
that.
Nice a person. I don't buy this integrity.
Me?
Right.
What is this? No, that's the Islanders' fourth line or whatever, the integrity line.
Oh, I thought it was the infinity line.
Stupid.
Yeah. And just quickly on Tuca, the haters have been lying in wait, hiding for this very moment. For this very moment, just so that they can crap all over him when he does appear, in fact, to have an actual real injury. I was sitting up in the balcony and could tell something is not right with this guy. I actually thought that he should have been pulled midway through that second period because he just looked totally out of sorts, not moving fluidly, and I think it was a disservice to the rest of the team not to put the guy in net who was ready to play. And you know, I think Bruce Cassidy has done a couple of things right thus far that have backfired on him. First, it's, berating the officials during the game, which I think has backfired on him on a couple of occasions. And then I understand why he was convinced to put Tuca in net just because of the narrative that goes with Tuca. But as a head coach, your responsibility is to put the guys out on that ice who not only have 100%, you need 110% during the Stanley Cup Finals. And I think that's the decision he has to make tomorrow.
And I agree with
Who's
you, Maria.
Gonna
I think
give you that?
Thank you for the call. I agree with you. I think it is all about giving them
thank
the
you
best opportunity. You're welcome, Greg. Giving them the best opportunity to win. He can't worry about the legacy of Tuukka Rask or how people are going to perceive Tuukka Rask. They're going to perceive him whatever way, and it probably won't be good for Tuukka either way. Whether he plays or whether he doesn't play, it's probably not going to be a good thing for him. You already said it. There are haters out there. There are people look at it and say, he never won the big one. So therefore...
Well, we're calling for him not to start, but it's not because of that. It's because he's hurt. Period. End of story. You mentioned like the national guys. Greg Wyshynski, Puck Daddy, my man.
Yep.
He tweeted this out. And this was, I'm guessing, right after the high stick Palmieri on Craig Smith, where Palmieri actually stopped skating because he just thought it was a penalty. He knew it was a penalty. He hit him in the face with his stick. It wasn't called. He tweeted this, another missed call, and then the Islanders score to make it 3-2. The officiating tonight has the pungent whiff of bovine excrement.
Wow.
How about that? From a national guy.
That's pig poop.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like cattle poop, right?
We understand what it is.
Yeah.
I know. It's for everybody else.
Thanks for good agriculture.
National guy, though, right? Yeah.
Yes, and I think you're seeing it from some of those guys, and I think that does sway the NHL. They look at it and say, oh, not a good look for the league, guys. You know, this is an elimination game. Let's be careful. Let's be more careful. And that's all they say. Let's be more careful. Well, being more careful suddenly means swaying stuff, moving stuff over to the Bruins side. Let me go to Ken. Ken's in California next up here on OMF. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey, Glenn, it's in net, not in the nets. Anyway, let me get the real issue.
There's net. Only
in
one.
In net, right.
Thank you.
But listen, my son who played youth hockey all the way through college also, okay, we're sitting, we're watching this game, and we look at each other and we said, what the hell are the defensemen doing, turning back into their own zone constantly, allowing the Islander forecheck to be efficient? The whole concept is get the puck beyond the blue line out of your own zone. No one's scoring from there.
Yeah, Lou mentioned that earlier, and that was a huge mistake and gave up one of the goals. And yeah, I mean, they've got some problems.
I mean, and the other thing is, Riley has been awful.
Yeah.
I mean, stop the stick checking and take the body, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he was bad
Same
last
Riley
night.
That we were all just
no. He was good. He was good.
Great job.
He was good early on in the series.
Game four.
He's right though. He did not play well last night. He did not. Let me go to Matt. Matt's in West Roxbury. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? How are we this afternoon?
Hey, how are you?
Just guarding.
Hey,
on
listen.
The
Nets. I'll give you a. Hey, so I just want to say the Islanders are going to win this game 6-2 tomorrow night.
6-2.
Because if you put Rask out there, this guy is done. Can't even bend over.
Yeah.
This guy's done. He's got a bad back. I mean, what are they doing? There's all.
Oh, we lost.
Oh, we lost you, man.
Camp out there.
Yeah, we lost.
We lost you at Bendova.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we lost it.
Oh, my God.
No, you were actually, if you're worried about Tuukka Rask's feelings or his legacy or whatever, you're probably doing him more harm. If you send him out there and he's not anywhere close to 100% and he loses that game tomorrow night, how do people feel about Tuukka Rask going forward from here on
apparently,
in?
Apparently, Cassidy on Rask earlier today, he said, we're happy with his performance. He's been better than he was. He's better than he was yesterday, but we weren't good enough in front of him. There are health issues.
That's... Can't even bend over.
So he's right. He's right that
so now
he didn't
like,
get a lot of help in front of him. He's right.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But again, third, fourth goal. I just don't like what I saw from him. But so then now you got to decide. You know, we're in that percentage game. How do you feel? Good enough? We got a kid. He said, again, Cassidy before the season, playoffs even started, said we have a competent goalie behind him. And I believe they do. They don't have Halak behind him. If it was Halak and Tuukka, I'd say you roll Tuukka out there and you see how it goes. If you don't win, so be it.
Right.
You know, so be it. If you can get through this series, you're going to give him a day off early in that series against Tampa. You can't go, so be it. But you ride out Tuukka. But that's not the case. It's not Halak. It's a kid Swayman who was absolutely outstanding for you. So he's admitting he's not healthy. Tuukka's admitting he's not healthy. The whole world knows he's not healthy. And yet you're still going to run him out there in an elimination game.
I'm not sure he's going to do that, Lou. I think he's playing a little game right now of cat and mouse because he doesn't want to tip off the Islanders. I think he comes out with Jeremy Swayman tomorrow night. I do. I think that's what he's going to do. And I think he just doesn't want to tell them right now. So then we're probably not going to find out until the last moment. Maybe they play a little game because if they go out for the morning skate tomorrow – and Rask is not out there, we're going to say, well, he wasn't out there two days ago.
No morning practice, but it was the same thing as the
same
other night.
Thing.
Goes out a little early, take some shots. I'm okay, but I'm not going to practice.
Yeah.
Go get him? No. No, he probably shouldn't have started last game, for God's sake.
This guy is done.
Yeah, I think Swayman is your in net tomorrow night. Not
can't
in the net. In
over.
Net. Thank you. Bend over right now for, okay. 617-779-7937. Big deal or no big deals coming up at 4:30 right here on OMF.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180, who encourage you to drop a restriction you can control. That's weight holding you back. Let Paige and Awaken 180 coaches show you how to do it. All right, Red Sox, they look to win their sixth straight as the Astros are Fenway Park. For a three-game set, you got Martin Perez. He takes on Framber Valdez. You got the first pitch at 7:10. I'll be in the booth with Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione. You got pregame at 6:10 in the Shaw Star Market. Red Sox Radio Network. According to NHL Public Relations, Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy, he was fined $25,000 for public comments being critical of the officiating following Game 5. Nick Ritchie, he was also fined $5,000 for elbowing Scott Mayfield. Cassidy noted today that Curtis Lazar would not make the trip to New York following an awkward collision on the boards last night. Kevin Miller and Brandon Carlo, they won't travel either. NBA playoffs continue tonight. You got the Hawks. They got the Sixers in Game 2 at 7:30. Atlanta leads that series 1-0. The Jazz and Clippers, they're going to tip off at 10 in Game 1 of their series. The NHL playoffs, we'll have the Lightning and Hurricanes meeting tonight in Game 5 with Tampa holding that 3-1 edge. Game 5 between Colorado and Vegas follows them with their series tied at 2-2. All right, that's what's trending now on WEI, WEI.com.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEI and WEI Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, the Bruins down to elimination game tomorrow night, and it's out at that crazy place, the Nassau Coliseum, where they're making a big, huge deal about, you know, this is the last year at the Nassau Coliseum, so they are going to be crazy for that game. Back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Who should be in net tomorrow night?
Got it right. There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I've been
that.
In radio 25 years.
Long
enough.
I
used to call
in
the hockey games.
And the Bruins done.
So we got take the pipe and in the nets.
Yeah.
Well,
right. Take the pipe is a real one.
No, it isn't, Glenn.
They took the pipe last night. Here's Rob in New Hampshire. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rob.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I got a little bit different take on the Bruins. And I put a lot of the blame on Cassidy. And I'll tell you why. Every time the Bruins play against a team that has a different scheme or system and all that stuff, they always have a hard time. Islanders, St. Louis a few years ago when they started punching them out, Tampa Bay. They can't play in uncomfortable positions, whether it's a neutral zone trap or anything. And Cassidy has done nothing in the however many years he's been here to address that issue.
Yeah, I disagree with you.
Nothing.
First of all, you're talking about a few different things there. So if we're talking about St. Louis a couple of years ago and losing in the Stanley Cup final, that was a real physical team, right, to beat the crap out of you.
They're bigger than you.
Right, they were bigger than you. So the Islanders play a little bit of that. They're more of a physical team. And you mentioned Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is maybe the most skilled team in the league. So
absolutely.
They're all different, though.
But they don't adapt, though. They don't adapt to the different schematics or systems that the other teams have.
Well, I isn't part of it the fact that you're down two defensemen right now when you were already thin there? I mean, you could make an argument today based on what you saw with Zdeno Chara in the last series. Could you make an argument that for cheap money, they should have held on to him and he would have been part of your third pairing, your defensive pairing right now?
I don't second guess.
But I'm the wrong guy to ask because I did not shed a tear when he left. But I look at some of the still pictures in the newspapers and in print and on the internet. You see more Islanders guys in front of Tuca than you do Bruins. So there's something wrong there, and he just doesn't have a system down to change to adapt to anything.
Listen, I don't necessarily agree to that.
What was the shots on net last night?
No, I'm just saying. Listen, it's just the way they play. I get it, and you'd still like to think that they can have guys in front of the net and pick up some of these, ball, you know, pucks coming off Varlamov, you know, a little bit easier. They don't. I know there's a lot of traffic in front of the net. But what about when the Bruins beat teams? Do those teams adjust to Cassidy's system? This is a good hockey team. Okay, yes. It's a deep hockey team. Very good defensively. They muck it up. I mean, it's a good team. And I worry about going up to New York because I worry about what they do to that first line. What you saw in Game 5 in that first line, I just don't think you see up in New York.
Well, because they couldn't match it up.
Right. So I just, and that kind of concerns me a little bit. Yeah. Now we start looking at your, which, Holland Goats line at the second line, try to mix it up a little bit. This is a good, and again, Carlo and Miller make all the difference in the world. They're not playing in Game 6.
See, I think you saw the difference yesterday. He talks about not making adjustments. So the adjustment you had to make is you needed to free up your number one line. They freed it up in the first period. That line was free. They were able to dictate the last change, and so they were able to get who they wanted out on the ice against their number one line. They just couldn't sustain it. And you brought it up, Lou. The Islanders are just deeper, and so they can kill you with that third line, with the fourth line, which is the line that they like to be real physical out there. And I think that's an issue. They're better than people think they are.
Yeah, you know, yes, and, you know, but I don't think that the Bruins are underestimating them by any means. We heard Catherine Tappan, like, the last time the Islanders had three power play goals was 2002. So let's say this is the exception, not the rule. And you kind of couple that with Rask being not even 50%, then with a bunch of stupid penalties. The thing is, I guess the reality is, like, you just don't have any room. I don't think they have as much room for error as they thought they did. Well, that's how I would phrase it.
But with no Carlo and no Miller, that's a factor.
That's
so
my point.
Lou brought this up earlier. Their penalty kill was awful last night. So you could sit here and talk about, you could talk about the three penalties early on in the second period and say, oh my God, they were terrible calls or what. Okay, I give it to you. You still, your kill should not have given up three goals.
No, I know.
In that situation.
And think about it. With all that being said, you still were able to rally at the end with five. You had 5 minutes left in this game, and you just needed one more goal.
Yeah,
well, like, which was totally, I think, achievable.
I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but I'm sorry, Christian, but when they were down 5-3 and they were pushing it, you know, pushing it, and it was 5-4, and you're like, okay, here we go. After they made it 5-4, did it feel like the next 2 or 3 minutes felt like they almost looked like they were up a goal?
Yeah.
Like, you know, all of a sudden the urgency just sort of stopped. Yeah. It was really strange. Up 5-4, you're like, keep pressing. And all of a sudden they couldn't control the puck anymore. And it was like they're dumping it in and they weren't going at it like they were when they were down 5-2, 5-3. You know, and all of a sudden you get the 5-4 and it's like, come on, what are we doing? Let's go pick this thing up.
Yeah, they dumped the puck a couple times. I had the same feeling that they just, where are you? What are you doing here? And I would say the same thing when you look at the Islanders. The Islanders called a timeout, a real early timeout. And I think they were calling the timeout because they got very defensive. So instead of playing the way they had been playing, they just sat back and tried to see if they could count the seconds off the clock and maybe this thing would be over. Here's Emmett next up here. Hello, Emmett.
Hey guys, so I just wanted to chat real quick. One idea, I'm not counting out the Bruins yet, but one idea that I did think about was maybe trading for a guy like Ryan Reeves, someone that can really, you know, if someone's bullying Pastrnak and Marchand and Bergeron, who two out of the three are over 32 years old, you don't want someone like Riley or, you know, Kuhlman being the guy that you rely on to back him up.
All right, well, that's next year. I mean, you're not doing that in the middle of the playoffs here. I mean,
Ryan Reeves is definitely one of those guys that would cause problems and make you think twice about running people, but he also has a history of kind of playing over the line that you want to play on and getting himself suspended.
Well, that's always
good.
He's
hurt a lot of guys.
That's always good to get a guy suspended.
Who do Matt wants? I want to hear this guy.
In who, which one?
Oh, we got to go take a break. Matt and Walpole.
Matt and Walpole. Go ahead, Matt.
He wants to start Tuukka.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you got to start Tuukka if he's good to go. If he thinks he's good to go, and you got Cassidy thinking that too, because I think that it's a terrible idea to put Swayman in for an elimination game. I think if this was Game 3 and Tuukka was having these problems, then you put in Swayman. But I think that because it's an elimination game and it has that
extra
oomph to it.
Do you look healthy?
No, he doesn't look healthy.
So why would you start him then? You have the choice of 100% Swayman. You know what he is, and or at least we think we have an idea of what he is and what he might not be.
Yeah.
And then 75% of Tuukka Rask. Who do you go with?
I think because of the fact that it's an elimination game, you still go with Rask.
So I think the two goals went over the right shoulder. The other goal went over the left shoulder.
They know where the problem
is. So now they know straight up where to attack him, right? And they already have, I think. But now, all of a sudden, moving left to right, I don't think he's moving well at all.
Yeah.
I think he's off balance, and a lot of that has to do with his core. A lot of this to do whether it's his back or whatever it is that people think it is. So now I think he's exposed even more. I think they would love to see Tuukka Rask in net.
And I'll say it again. We've been talking about this for a month. The NHL is a little bit different. There is a real prolonged history of young rookie goaltenders coming in. Maybe they catch skaters off guard. You don't know what they're like. Do they drop down on their knee? Do they go here? Butterfly? What do they do? There's a history of these kids coming in and playing at a real high level. I think you have to go with Swayman. All right, we'll get more into hockey coming up in a little bit, but we've got Big Deal or No Big Deal. It's coming up now.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merloni, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
All right. Big deal, no big deal.
All right.
Losing your hair, Lou? Right. No, Lou's hair is actually growing back, so he's good. You don't need my good friends, Dr. Matthew Lopresti. But if you do think it's a big deal, because treating your hair with Dr. Lopresti is a great deal, right? They got a great deal going and all sorts of deals. And if you want a good deal, all you have to do is call them up at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
By the way, if you asked Dr. Lopresti whether if you shave off an eyebrow that he can replace it for you just in case it doesn't grow back.
In case Brooklyn gets to the NBA Finals. Yeah, this is not a big deal because it never happened. Okay? You guys are not hijacking the segment with some stupid non-bet that I had like 6 months ago.
No. Brooklyn had no James Harden, may not have him in the series, and they were up by 49 last night against Milwaukee.
I already said I was wrong.
The brow's coming off. No. You're not eliminating.
All right, let's get off topic.
Good. Okay, I will bet my other eyebrow.
I will bet the other eyebrow. This is amazing. Look at the fact that Lou is telling us to stay in order. Okay? It's Glenn the one who's taking us off the rail.
Yeah, come on, Gracie, let's go.
Okay, so Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson had his big fight. And he actually went the distance, guys. Big deal or no big deal?
Listen, I think it's a big deal. I don't know about you. I kind of liked what he kind of put something out on Instagram talking about taking chances and not living life comfortable. I give him credit for jumping in the ring and fighting. I do. He didn't embarrass himself. He was okay. He got knocked down. That was the only one. He got some shots in there. But, I mean, for this guy to just sit there and say, you know what, I feel like fighting. And fighting a guy that's, like, you know, not a great fighter, but he's a fighter, right? Martial arts, MMA a little bit. So, you know, it's like he jumped into a ring with a guy that does this. He doesn't. I give him a lot of credit. I think it's a big deal. Good for him.
And I say no big deal, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm done. Dunsky. I'm done with all of this celebrity boxing crap. Okay? Enough. Okay, boxing used to be once an important sport. And what they're doing right now, because they get people to pay $50. Ryan, did you pay $50 for this
Hell
weekend?
No.
Okay, but people are paying $50. You did?
I did not.
Oh, I did not.
Okay, people.
I got Adesanya Vittori this Saturday. No.
People are paying $50 to see some, you know, ex-YouTuber or some celebrity go into the ring with a boxer or whatever. It's embarrassing. It's a joke.
Yeah, but this is no different than Lyle Alzado boxing Muhammad Ali.
And that was a joke. Like, that was stupid.
I mean, they filled up the Coliseum with that fight. They filled up the Coliseum.
Because people are stupid.
I think it is a big deal because the fact the dude is old. He's a football player. The fact that he went into the round with anyone who all they do is fight.
I give him credit.
To me, with no headgear, no, you know, bigger gloves. So he did get knocked down, but he did go the distance. Here is Chad Ochocinco / Johnson getting knocked down.
This should be discussed.
Johnson!
Oh! Wow! Whoa! Yeah, heroes become your heroes!
Okay.
The man hit the mat.
Maxwell House woke him up.
Yeah, this Maxwell House was good to the last drop. Wow! The best part of waking up is it's still on Showtime. Wow!
A Maxwell House coffee.
These guys like
reference?
Sit around and think about their one-liners.
God.
Yeah. Well, the guy he fought was named Brian Maxwell.
Talk about an outdated reference. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, does anyone drink Maxwell House?
No. They haven't in 40 years. What are we doing here?
What's the other one? Sanka?
Whoever said it was... is Sanka still a thing?
I don't
Sanka.
Know.
Sanka is not
still it's like decaf, right? That was decaf, right?
I don't know.
Like instant decaf, like
my
powder.
My mom used to drink Sanka.
You know what? This next one is just kind of interesting to me. I wonder how you guys feel about it because we made such a big deal out of Kyrie Irving, everything that went on in Utah, and just, you know, popcorn being thrown on players, bottles being thrown, and it turned into like a racist issue.
Yes.
Forget about just being stupid, dumb fans doing drunk things. It turned into a race thing. So Mexico plays the United States men's national team in this CONCACAF, you know, bowl, whatever the hell it's called. It's a big tournament. And of course, Mexico and the United States, they hate each other. They don't like each other regardless. Well, this match got nuts. I mean, we're talking fights. We're talking guys being brought off on stretchers because, God forbid, you know, actually any of these guys tough it out. But at one point, at the end of the match, the United States blocked a penalty kick, and then the fans of Mexico started throwing bottles and everything onto the field, and here it is.
So here's a look at the bottles coming down from the stands.
Just getting rained on. Gio Reyna there in the front. You see the celebrations, signs in the crowd, and he just gets caught with something there. See it there, just catches him in the face.
See, to me, I'll let you go first on this, Glenn, big deal or no big deal. You know, Mexico fans throwing bottles at United States men's national team, big deal or no big deal?
It's a big deal, and because it's out of control. I mean, it's beyond one person throwing a bottle. That was bad enough. And I think we talked an awful lot about that. Right. This is idiotic. Plus, they had to stop the match because they were chanting. This wasn't a couple of people. They were chanting in unison homophobic slurs toward the players down there. I mean, come on. That's well beyond. You talk about good taste. That is well beyond bad taste.
No, it is. It's a big deal because you shouldn't be throwing things at athletes.
No.
I mean, we've been through this discussion before.
Oh, so it's
before.
Just about throwing stuff. Then,
no,
right?
Well, for us it is. I mean, I don't know. We can say, like, Mexicans are racist and everybody knows it around the world. You know, they don't like anyone. They don't like
Americans.
I guess. I don't know. But, no, it's a big deal for the reasons why what happened at the Garden's a big deal. You shouldn't be throwing things at athletes. Now, I don't think we never went the other way. I didn't think the kid at the Garden did it because Kyrie was black. You know, I know a lot of people did, and they ran with that story. But no, the dude got hit like. But it's typical soccer fashion. One guy got hit, he went down, and you like he thought he was dead. Right, bring out the stretcher. Right,
get the little white foam stuff where they.
Yeah,
like, you know,
but they got hit pretty
body.
Hard. I guess it was full Coca-Cola bottles and everything else. They got pelted.
Yeah, but to me, like,
there was a lot of bottles being thrown at them. Wasn't just one, by the way.
No, it was like the
20,
whole trash
30,
can.
All of them just chucked.
And they're not arresting
and
anybody.
Cans
they're not
and bottles and sixes.
They're not banning any of these fans
lifetime
from you know, lifetime ban. Yeah, don't worry, I'm not coming back to your country again. But to me, the issue with this is that this is almost acceptable. Like in Europe, when you go to like you know soccer in Europe, like it's insane what they do and the way they act and the racist mentality and the things that they throw. And then here's one little bottle gets thrown at one person and everyone goes nuts over it. know.
Yeah, I mean, people should be upset at what happened with one bottle. But you're right; it pales in comparison to what you're seeing there. Don't you guys remember when the Patriots played down there? We were all amazed when they were showing the stadium and they had like fencing up on the third deck, so that
that was in Mexico, right?
Yeah, that was in Mexico, yeah. Mexico City. Yeah, so well, that fans couldn't throw things.
Stop throwing things at athletes. Yeah. Keep it that
okay,
way.
So
how's that?
This one, Ryan, I know you got to look at this sheet, okay? A big deal, no big deal. Like, I didn't write this, but am I able to read this exactly the way it is, Ryan?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is good. Okay? Don't say
go ahead.
I cannot believe that you did not write this.
You wrote this.
Who wrote this?
You wrote this.
Can I read it?
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys, listen. Listen. You guys calm down, okay?
Listen.
You
tell me this sounds like Christian.
Listen. Okay. There is this heat waves, okay? It's New England has never seen anything over 90 degrees. They've never dealt with a heat wave in their life. They've never dealt with snowstorms or, crazy, weather situations, right? Because the weather's always perfect. It's always 70 degrees here in New England. A big deal, no big deal. Bitch ass New Englanders canceling games in school because of high heat advisory. Lou, big deal or no big deal?
Listen, no big deal, Christian. What do you expect? No, there's the thing. The sports one, I don't get, okay? I know we played baseball the last couple of days. I know a lot of towns have canceled games and whatever it might be. But the one at school, I mean, you do realize they still wear masks at school. And you got schools that aren't, air conditioned. So now all of a sudden, it's like these kids, it's 95 degrees in your school. You're wearing masks. Some schools are giving half days. Some schools are calling school off altogether. Other schools are going in. So it's sort of like, I get it. They probably should have either gone half days or skipped school. But sports? Yeah, you play at 5:30, it cools off a little bit. We played last night. It was, 89, 90 degrees at 5:30 at night. It was okay. The kids were fine.
I find this hard to believe. Like, I'm amazed at
I see
how
it in schools,
wussified
though.
This state is. Like, if there's a 2 inches of snow, hey, go get milk and bread and
that's
bunker
not
down.
True.
That is so true.
No.
The slightest dusting, cancel school, delay school. Hey, it's over 85 degrees. Oh, everybody go home early because we don't want you to have
you're exaggerating.
To sweat. No, I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not canceling
you
school
not canceling
for 85
school.
Degrees, for 95 degrees, and the kids got to wear masks still.
And your kids die, too.
And no one's flipping out over 2 inches. If we hear somebody, if we hear my
please.
Girl Sherry Spear, whatever her name is, there on Fox,
Sherry.
Say that we're going to, Sherry, yeah, we're going to get 16 to 20 inches, Dad, then we're going to buy some stuff.
So I think it's a big deal that any guy from L.A. is calling us bitch-ass New Englanders, okay? To me, that is a big deal.
I did not
okay?
write that.
No, of course you didn't write it.
It's Ryan.
But Lou's right. If you have air conditioning in schools here, and because we don't... Right? We don't have hot weather here for long periods of time during the school season. A little bit in September, a little bit in June. If you don't have air conditioning, it's a health issue, especially with the mask.
Oh, my God.
How can you not figure
so
that out?
Soft.
Oh, my
you're
God.
So soft.
From a state where everybody's
you're
still
so
wearing masks
soft.
Out in California. Give me a
nothing
break.
To do with
yes, it is. But if you have air conditioning, I would say, yes,
no
the kids go to school. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Kids
go. Somebody please think of the children.
I only
the
think children. It's a school Thanks. Thing. I think it's a school thing because they got to wear masks, right. And that's not fun. 95 with masks all day. That ain't fun.
I guess I just grew up in a tougher era.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Situation.
You grew up in Southern California.
Amazing.
You
fruitcake.
It's
95 degrees and we're canceling. I said no. I sent the kids back. I said, what are you doing home? Go back to school. They said no. They sent us home early. I said, why? Because it's hot.
By the way, the kids in California go back to school yet? I don't think they've gone back to school. I think
have
they're
no
doing
idea.
Schooling
I'm,
from home.
I'm yeah. done with that state. Yeah. That's big deal, no big deal.
Well, there you
Ryan,
go.
What you got?
They're done with you then. Lou's doing the baseball game tonight.
Yes.
The Houston Astros, who took care of business last week with the Red Sox, in Houston, are in town tonight.
Well, it's so always great to have you here, Lou.
Yeah, thanks, it Joe. Is, Joe. And I'm wondering what the fans are going to be like. How many are you bringing a trash can to work tonight, Lou?
No, I am not. No. I think they're anticipating a similar number to where they are, like 25, kind
That'd be
of.
Good. So what do you do if you're a fan in Boston and you
How
know
you
the Astros
it?
Cheated, but your manager sitting in your dugout was part of the cheating operation? How do you act tonight?
I don't know, man.
I think you bring trash cans. I think you boo their ass off.
Oh, good.
If you ask
I like
me.
It.
Because and listen, and it's weird, right? Because you're going to sit there and bring trash cans and boo and call them cheaters? To Altuve, to Correa, to Bregman. Meanwhile, your manager's in the dugout.
It's a little hypocritical.
But you know what, though? Whatever. That's part of being a fan.
Yeah.
Those guys haven't heard it yet. Your manager got suspended. He paid the price. While those guys, you lost your manager for a year, while those guys were able to play baseball. So I say you are free to boo. You should not be called hypocrites. Your manager paid the price. These guys don't.
make their lives miserable, and I expect to hear you tonight. I'm excited because last time I did a game, there was like 9,200 people.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to do a game with 25 grand.
Yeah, can we just make sure that mic is right there by the stand so we can pick up all the chatter that's coming off your mic? I think this is going to be interesting because, one, Dusty Baker, the manager, he's sitting there and he just constantly politics and shames anybody or everyone at any stadium that gives him his team, and he wasn't even there, any sort of issues. But I do think they get a pass tonight. I think the Astros, the players, even though they didn't suffer any
punishment. From the Boston fans?
Yeah, I think they do. Because I do think it's hypocritical. I do. I still feel like, and then
they didn't pay the price yet. Your manager did.
Yeah,
I don't
know,
care.
But
you can justify.
I just feel like, why bring more attention to your manager? He's just gonna have to answer it. And I think they have a little bit more respect for him, not to put him in the front of it again. Because every time there's an issue, even with this,
you're asking fans to kind of I'm just saying to think it through. You know what I mean? Like to think it through. It's like
you're not thinking it through.
You do realize that when you play the Rays, you know the Yankees suck chant starts.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? That's not thinking it through.
No, Kansas City
game.
These
are not the same
City
Boston Red Sox
But I'm just
fans
saying, like, Yankees
ago.
Would win 104 games, and they would chant Yankees suck, and they obviously don't.
Old days. That's when you played. This is the
no,
sit on
like
your
like 2 years
hands
ago.
Yeah, civilized era now.
This is the other definitely.
Bring your blow-up trash cans. Scream cheaters. Scream whatever the hell you want. A-hole chants. I don't care. Those guys deserve it. They got zero punishment whatsoever. They should hear it.
I love those blow-up trash cans. I want to find them myself. I don't know where you can find them. Christian, you really believe that Boston fans are going to sit there with the Houston Astros out there, knowing that they cheated, knowing that they never paid the price?
It's a corporate
They're
crowd
going to sit
now.
There and say, oh, but
it's
I don't.
It's like
hold
the
on.
Super Bowl.
I don't want to embarrass Alex Cora. I don't want to embarrass AC. So I'm going to sit here and contain myself.
No.
There is no freaking way.
No.
After a few beers, are
They're
you kidding? This is Boston.
I'm also
civilized.
Yeah. I'm also
We're
excited.
We're going to cut everybody off in the sixth inning.
Because my guy Framber Valdez is on mound. The lefty,
you're
the one that switched gloves, and those Astro fans are so—they're so pleased with me in the last week. I still get like random tweets about it. So yeah, I just sent the tweet out just to kind of tweak them a little bit. They don't even understand my troll work.
So what would the question be? They don't understand my troll work.
They don't.
Some mad look.
My troll game.
I sent out another tweet.
I had one guy. Astro one fans. Guy tweeted at me, said he was like Framber Valdez's cousin. I'm like, well, tell him what substance he uses because the curveball is freaking unbelievable.
It's amazing. It looks like fishing. He like cashed out.
It is.
You know, he did it a couple
Beautiful.
Years ago with the Kansas City fans. Do you remember that one? And he's doing it the other day with Houston fans. And I see the first tweet, and I'm going, oh, my God. These people in Houston are going to be stupid enough to respond
to
it. Did they ever?
Classic.
Did they ever?
You're just mad that we won 3 out of 4. No, I don't care. It's a four-game series in the middle of freaking May.
Yeah,
what do I care?
And all attention will be on the game tonight. So this is good. And I do believe the Boston fans are going to respond. I think Lou's right.
Yeah.
Not that he's leading them into anything, you know, any type of behavior
No, they
whatever.
Should. Hopefully you're on the game right now.
Yeah,
I want you to go get a can. I want you to bang it. I want you to chant. I want you to scream cheaters because these guys did not pay a damn price whatsoever.
On, but you beat them.
What do you mean?
You beat them.
When?
Like
you lost to them last week.
They smoked
you. Forget about
games.
It. We're talking about when it mattered, back when it mattered. When
not in 17, when they were doing it.
No.
They
were
doing
it 17.
No.
You might have been doing it in 18.
No. Ask Chris Sale. 17. No, you beat him in 18.
Yeah, so
when you,
what are you going to go
you
back? How far back are we going to go? Everybody was cheating.
But who cares? Listen,
it's irrelevant.
It's
who was cheating.
Right now.
It's
you
irrelevant.
Won a World Series.
Let's get something
they were
straight.
Cheating. You were cheating.
It's
okay,
2021.
You beat them at cheating.
2021. Being a hypocrite is in.
It's
okay,
in.
It's in. Everybody's a hypocrite. So who cares? In 2017, they beat you. They beat the Yankees. Period. End of story. So I don't care. I know Cora's the manager. Great. Whatever. He got out of baseball for an entire year. Okay, it's probably did him a favor because that season sucked. But still, these guys have not paid the price.
So I know
it's ridiculous. They should hear it everywhere they go.
I agree. And as I said, if you can find the blow up trash cans, you show the trash can off, and obviously you can treat them like they're beach balls. They can throw them away when you throw them out on the field or whatever. So, and I'm not encouraging anybody to do that. Yes, I am.
No. Don't throw anything at players.
No, just throw
words.
Like beach balls. You know the beach balls.
Throw words at players.
Like what?
Words.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yes,
I mean,
just
is this
like
what
that.
We're doing some stupid shit.
Well, listen, if all the kids' games get canceled today, they can all
That's
go
right.
to the game because it's too hot. They stayed home from school. They're ready to go. They're resting up.
Have this game? Are they going to call this game?
It's a little bit hot. It's supposed to rain a little bit.
Meanwhile, the California kids are still not going to school, and they have air conditioning out there.
Can you imagine if David Price
I don't want to go to work. I'm going to go
surfing instead.
David Price.
Oh, yeah, because that's a hard life.
Yeah, I don't go surfing. He's so soft. Yeah.
Probably the weather was a part of it as well. You know, it was cool. You know, the day before, and then that last day was, I was warm.
Good, I like this. Tonight's game has a little bit of emotion.
I think it does.
Do you guys have already seen this, that they're already bringing up Alex Cora as a possible candidate for manager of the year, but there's a little caveat. People are saying, "Ooh, wait
What's
a minute.
Going on?
Can you actually give him manager of the year because he did cheat
he won't
before?
Win it because
he
of
won't
that.
Win it because of that. That's exactly
There'll be too many writers. There'll be too many writers.
Baseball writers.
There will be. There'll be too many writers. They'll sit there.
Any sport.
And you know what? Who they'll give it to? Their guy.
Who was nice to him?
No, Tony La Russa, the Hall of Famer, who is like who's like trying to screw up that baseball team and can't because they're that good.
They're probably 10 games better without him.
Or Dusty Baker,
yeah,
because the Astros team is loaded. So he doesn't have a chance. They got two media darlings he's going up against.
They're already writing it right now.
No chance.
They're writing right now that he probably deserves to be in the conversation for manager of the year. But can we really make him manager of the year based on his history?
Well, all you need is four, five, six guys that refuse to do
it.
And
you got it.
No chance.
And you got it already. This hour brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at NECO.com.
What do you say to a kid when their heroes are cheaters?
Oh, what do you say? Oh, my God.
I don't believe him.
We'll get back to the Bruins and Tuukka Rask. Should he be the guy tomorrow as the Bruins goaltender, or should they go with Jeremy Swayman? We get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.